So, how's the season been for you this year, Jeff?
It's been long and hard. Weather conditions were the biggest problem.
Yeah.
So the main part was just keeping grass on the ground.
Yeah. So the main ingredient you're missing is rain?
Very much so, and water from the council.
Yeah. So, for those who hit the ball
between right centre,
bounce in front of the centre field, just give us an idea of what's involved in being the groundsman.
Well, keeping it the right length is the bloody hard part.
Yeah.
Because the way the grass is, there's about 25 different bloody grasses growing out there, not counting the weeds.
Yeah.
And it just becomes patchy when it doesn't get a consistent rainfall. So some grasses grow a lot longer and quicker.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of just trying to keep it level. And the way the game's played this year, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But we had to cheat a fair bit as far as watering certain areas more than others, just to keep them in... Try to keep the diamond level.
And what about the baselines and all that? What's involved in that?
Absolutely.
Well, couch grass, as everybody knows who grows a garden, wants to grow where you don't want it to grow. Yeah, so there's a constant battle trying to keep it out of the undercar. Because what happens is the undercar gets underneath it and just creates a lip. And that's the danger part of playing, especially down the line, you know, in third and at first, you know, because there's no reaction time for the players if the ball hits that lip.
Yeah.
So you can hit them in the head or...
Yeah.
Just go in any direction.
Never really done it consistently.
And what about the depth of the undercar? Like, is it difficult to keep it
around the same?
The hard part is the school kids, because they trash the joint, and our resident motorbike rider, who loves to do burnouts on it. But the council's been good. They provided us with some good quality stuff this year, rather than the crap they gave us 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's been good to keep it at level. It's one of those things. It's just a matter of just getting a level, so that when it does rain, it packs down nice and flat.
So you've been involved in the club for about 10 years, is it? More than that?
Yes. Jack started in under 12s. So
it wasn't swinging.
Been part of that right from the word go, really.
Yeah.
Started out as dad on the side of the line, watching, and next thing you know, I was helping, and now I've, you know, taking full responsibility.
So you played a season in the sixes?
I got two seasons in the what we used to call only the sixes.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time I played masters. And this year I started, but it was just too much.
Yeah.
And so I had to give the masters away.
Yeah. And what's it meant to you to play? You know, to have your son playing and have you playing and.
If he's not swinging.
Well, that was the thing to get me to play, because I'd never played before. And the lure was to come in, and the sixes was just going to be a father and son team.
Yeah.
And in the end, I got in two half games with Jack, because Jack's standards was a little bit higher than the rest of us.
Yeah.
So he went up the grades, and I stayed in the in the background.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Seven hits to four.
So long. What do you think about Division 1 next year?
A lot more games, a lot more work.
Yeah.
We're going to have to recruit a lot more people to help out.
There'll
be a lot of away games because we don't have the night facilities.
Yeah.
And that's going to be more travelling for people. So it's going to be a big effort.
See ya.
Okay, is there anything else we wanted to add?
No, just best of luck to all the players as far as we go, because they're the ones who are really going to have to put in.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to have to be playing grand finals every week.
Yeah. No worries. Thanks, Jeff.